The questions continue to grow over efforts to get a company which owns dozens of oil wells off the Ventura County coastline to repair or replace what the state calls corroded and damaged equipment. The State Department of Conservation's Division of Oil, Gas, and Geothermal Resources has issued two orders in the last 4 months to Rincon Island Limited Partnership, which has more than 75 wells on what's known as Rincon Island. It's a man-made island off of Highway 101 that tens of thousands of people see every day as they drive between Ventura and Carpinteria. The concern is aging idle wells could be a recipe for disaster.
Back in April, we issued them an order just based on an eyeball of what was going on there at the surface of the man-made island. And it was in pretty bad shape. Very rusty. Obviously, it had been somewhat neglected. It was one of those situations where you were a little bit nervous about turning a valve for, fearing it might break off or something.
Don Drysdale is with the State Department of Conservation's Division of Oil, Gas, and Geothermal Resources.
We attempted to address that issue first because you can't really do anything in terms of testing wells and whatnot until you get that situation rectified. So the second order was to actually do some pressure testing, some integrity testing of the wells themselves under the ground. Of course, to do that, they're going to have to come into full compliance with the first order, which they have not done yet.
On Monday, Democratic State Senator Hannabeth Jackson of Santa Barbara called on the State Lands Commission to terminate Rincon Island's lease of the state property, but the company filed for bankruptcy in an effort to protect its lease from termination. Because of the bankruptcy filing, the commission pulled a planned discussion of the lease off the agenda of its meeting on Tuesday. If the state were to end up in possession of the property, it could pose another problem. There's only about $1 million annually available through an oil industry paid-for state fund to deal with orphan wells. In other words, the state could get stuck with a massive repair bill.
The whole bankruptcy issue came up rather suddenly. We don't believe that it impacts our ability to make them come into compliance with regulations. It may have other impacts on their operation, but we think they are still responsible for complying with the orders to bring the facility into full compliance.
State officials say the first repair orders were issued in April. They were called out by Rincon in June to re-inspect the island, with the company saying it had made progress. But the inspectors say aside from some cosmetic improvements like the painting of valves and pipelines and some rust removal, there had been no meaningful repairs or replacement work to the wellhead infrastructure. It prompted the second emergency order that was issued this week. Drysdale says the wells haven't pumped oil for years and that being idle that long creates concern.
They haven't produced since 2008, so we want to make sure that they're being properly maintained, that there isn't a possibility of them leaking, of any of the wells being under pressure and causing a buildup.
Drysdale emphasizes that they haven't had a major leak or spill from the site. He says they're trying to get action before there is a disaster.
Right now there isn't an issue. There's nothing leaking. There's nothing that we can tell is a problem at this moment, but we want to make sure we don't get to that point. We're trying to be proactive and head off that problem.
The second set of repair orders also highlight a number of security issues. Inspectors contend that trespassers can and do visit the island by foot and by watercraft. They say without beefed-up security, there's the risk of an uncontrolled oil release due to vandalism or sabotage. Rincon can appeal, but the order issued this week is an emergency order, and as such, the company has to immediately start work. If it doesn't, the state regulators can hire contractors to do the work and build the company. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.